Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And at the news at 7:05 in the morning is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning, everybody. Today being the 20th. Oh, my gosh, the 20th of December. Jared's at the helm. Jared, it means you and I only have five more shopping days.
I have to go tonight.
Are you going tonight?
Or today. I'm going today.
Today's payday.
I know. That's why I'm going today.
You're not going to go buy a new game.
No.
Are you really into games?
No.
That much. I know that one time that your friends... I got into it.
I got one game, and then I played online, and then I got really obsessed for like a few days, but it wears off pretty quick.
Yeah, I remember that. You know, you came in, and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was tired. I stayed up too late.
Well, you stayed up too late last night, too. So Linda was singing. Linda sang at Elements last night in her Christmas show, and she had Pat Karch and Lou White and Bruce Kalin and I want to say Mike Costa, who's the musical director of Anderson High School. And it was really magical last night. I mean, it worked so well. All the Christmas songs, Scott Lewis came up to sing Alleluia plus a couple more songs. It was just really, really, really good. And I really appreciate the people that were there. You know, Joe and Lanny are a couple that have been coming to every one of those performances, and longtime listeners here, great people. Anyway, what's the weather look like?
Well, today we have a 30% chance of rain with a high of 44,
I walked through that 30% chance this morning.
It's not too bad right now. I said that wrong. A low of 44, a high of 55. Tomorrow's going to be mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain that night. A low of 42, a high of 54. Saturday we're going to have a 60% chance of rain with a low of 40, a high of 49. Sunday, 60% chance of rain with a, during the day, chance of rain at night with a low of 37 and a high of 52. And Monday night is going to be partly cloudy.
Okay. Oh, the weather reports, which are going to be look like rain, are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a better-known business, very successful down there, expanding. As we talk, they're expanding. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They make sure that you never run out of propane. And we're going to have him on here probably early next year to talk about a new business he's starting, is the generator business, to be able to provide portable generators with enough power to run your home when PG&E cuts off your power again or we get another snowageddon. And, though, at a very reasonable price. But we'll talk about that next year. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And I'm here with Amy. You know what? I love getting in this because I talk politics with Amy and Jared in the morning. And I just have a great time with them. But you are here on a mission of mercy.
What
is this that you're carrying with you?
I told you it was a mop.
Yeah.
Or a Swiffer duster. No, just kidding. I have a very sweet little lady with me. Her name is Gwen, and she is a 3-year-old wire-haired terrier. She actually kind of looks like a wire-haired dachshund to me because she's a little bit long. She's a scruffy little lady. She's super, super sweet. She walks great on a leash, just kind of prances around next to you.
She's like a little movie dog.
Yeah, she does. Kind of like a little funny mix of something, but she is definitely looking for a forever home. She'd really prefer one as, you know, kind of a quieter home. Not a lot of rambunctious things happening. She would probably be really good for like even like a single person, for a really good companion to sit on her on. You know, she likes to sit on the lap and take naps and snooze, and you know, doesn't have a ton of energy, so she would be really good for like just one daily walk. She's seems very sweet. She doesn't seem to mind any of the dogs in the shelter. She's a little scared of them. I think it's just loud for her. But, yeah, she is available for adoption. She's super cute.
How old is she?
She's about 3.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not old.
No, not at all.
To be like that, to be this calm like this.
Yeah, no, she's
just
very
laying
calm.
Down right now.
Yeah, she's very calm. She's very sweet. I don't think she would have any issues with children. She just would probably prefer older ones, you know, that gave her, you know, space or had experience with dogs.
Yeah. Well, you and Jared were talking, she was sitting on the floor looking at me, and I was looking at her. And it was kind of a, I don't think we bonded yet, but
yeah.
But she was very quiet and very,
she's very inquisitive.
I love it when the dogs turn their heads.
When they do that little look
tilt, like, what exactly are you, what's your story?
Yeah.
It's good. You know what? So here's a great time to be able to bring home Forever Pet.
Yes.
And you're looking for one that is running around the house and circles around you and barking at you to take her out all the time, and you are going on your daily 30-minute walk because that's what Dr. Cotton says to keep you alive.
Exactly.
What everybody says to keep you alive. So as you go on your daily 30-minute walk, this little dog will be right with you.
Yeah, and she's pretty low maintenance as well. Some smaller dogs that like need grooming, they're a little bit higher maintenance. She would probably just be fine with a brush and maybe a trim every now and then, but it wouldn't be, extensive grooming.
I think she reminds me of, but she's not. Obviously, that kind of dog is the dog out of the Wizard of Oz.
She does kind of look like Toto.
She kind of looks like Toto, except a little bit longer and taller. Are you picking her up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's just adorable. She really is.
She's got really pretty eyes.
She's got this face, and she's got those little whiskers, and she's licking your face right now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hey, everybody, come on in. It's Christmas. What a great time to bring home. You know, maybe things are a little lonely around the house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a proven fact having a dog around is going to make you live longer, makes you happier.
Yep.
Our dog has made us extremely happy over the years.
Yeah, and her adoption fee is lowered with the donation of an unwrapped new children's toy.
That's right.
We are still doing Stuff the Bus. It's not quite Christmas yet, so we're still trying to, you know, get together as many donations for that. So, I mean, it's $45 for her adoption fee if you bring in a new unwrapped children's toy, and I don't see her being there long. She's just the cutest.
She is adorable.
Yeah.
And I don't have my camera. You need to do is we'll get a shot of you two as you walk out.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, head on down to Haven Humane. Again, Haven Humane is the reason we're not up to our keisters in dogs and cats around here.
Yeah.
And you've constantly adopting them out. We're a no-kill at the shelter when it comes to dogs, and they're quickly approaching that with cats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we want to be.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much.
Of course. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, let's try and get a photo before you leave. Hand me your camera, in fact, or your phone, and we'll take a photo real quick, and you send it to me.
Okay.
And so we can put it on our Facebook. So, yeah, there we go. You heard it first here on the show.
Cute.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends, of course, over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Whoa. You know what? What's the perfect gift? Are you looking for the perfect gift for Christmas? I mean, really, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Isn't it worth? I mean, it's invaluable. Linda and I have slept so well on our Sleep Number. We love to tell people about it. People ask us about it. Do you really sleep on a Sleep Number? Well, yeah. Yeah, we do. We have. And we really, really like this bed and these new 360 smart beds. They move to you as you move through the night. They adjust to you. How does it get any better than that? Not only that, we each have a separate Sleep Number setting for the firmness on the mattress on our side of the bed. No more compromising. No, you can have the firmness that you want. My Sleep Number setting was 60 last night, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 40. She'd been singing all night and was just ready to sink down into her Sleep Number, which she did. And right now, you can pick up a Sleep Number 360 Queen Smart Bed for only $999. You know, that's not true. It's not just a queen bed. It's the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed that starts at $999. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Get into, lay down in one of those beds. Talk to the people down there. And you're going to find out that this gift that you're going to give your family will go on for year after year after year. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanurkar. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for the last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over the last few years, we have been through a lot, and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanurkar2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanurkar for Assembly 2020.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Watson Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. That means they offer comprehensive treatment for strokes for the second year in a row. The IBM Watson Health Organization has named the Shasta Regional Medical Center one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. All right, let's move on. Okay, I've got to start with this one. An Iowa man took down an LGBT flag from a church, and he burned it. He burned it at a bar where he went to. I can't imagine that alcohol had anything to do with this. But he burned it, and he got caught. He admitted it. He just got sentenced. He got sentenced to 15 years in jail for a, quote, hate crime, 1 year for the reckless use of explosives or fire, and 30 days for harassment. 15 years in jail for burning a flag. When we have people burning the U.S. flag and saying that they hate the U.S., we're burning the flag, and these are people born here. These are, you know, supposedly Americans. Nothing happens. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, he shouldn't be punished. He said, I don't agree with homosexuality, so I burnt the flag. 15 years in jail? Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. People kill people on purpose, and they don't get 15 years in jail. You know, if he's to be punished, you punish him. Make him work in an LGBT community center. You know, make him work there. You know, learn the other side. Educate the guy. 15 years in jail? This is crazy. This is crazy. And I looked and I said, okay, there's got to be other things. Maybe he's got like 35 years, you know, maybe he's got 150 crimes. Maybe he's, you know, he's doing this all the time. That's the only thing I can think about. But for burning a flag, a rainbow flag, 15 years in jail. This is crazy. Am I wrong on this? Change my mind.
I read that yesterday, and I was pretty astounded.
I mean, okay, a year in jail, hate crime, because he didn't hurt anybody. Now, see, he didn't hurt anybody. If he had taken the flag and wrapped it around a gay person and then set it on fire, yeah.
I know he did take it from a church. I don't know if that made the decision different, but it still doesn't. I mean,
it's still not 15 years in jail.
I would say like a bunch of community service.
Yeah, a bunch of community service. Put him on probation for 6 years and say, you get in trouble again, we're going to put you in jail. Something like that. But 15 years? People kill people out here and don't get 15 years. I don't mean here. I mean all over the United States. 2 years, 5 years, even 10 years. But for burning a flag, this is the craziest thing I've heard in a long time, next to the debate last night. Now, the debate last night, I didn't watch it, so I have to rely on things I read. I don't have enough time to watch the debates. First of all, Linda was singing at Elements Lounge. It was, like I said earlier, it was a great show. You know what? This is one of the best shows she has ever, ever put on. Everybody in the band was hitting it. Everybody, the songs were great. Scott Lewis' voice is magnificent. But the Democratic debate last night, it appears that Joe Biden held his own in there. A lot of times they come out and say Uncle Joe is not making it. But he held his own last night, which should make the Democratic Party happy, because that's the one they want to win. They sure as heck don't want Elizabeth Warren to win. But she did, according to the report, she did really well because she went against Mayor Pete. And Mayor Pete lost it. He lost it on stage. And when you lose it on stage, people don't like that, especially, you know, he's getting angry and raising his voice. And Warren's just taking him apart. So Elizabeth Warren got a big bump. Mayor Pete maybe heading down the tubes. This is funny, losers was Mayor Pete. And then this other guy, this billionaire, who just, they said was just parroting his $80 million he's put out there in ads. He's just kind of using those ads as his talking points. Well, I don't know, maybe that works. Here's an amusing thing. Oh, they also mentioned Klobuchar, the woman. They said that she continues to make good points. She's humor, you know, a likable person. She may be a dark horse in this, but I think Biden right now is leading it. But then the losers was the billionaire. Sorry. And the and Pete, but they never even mentioned, Bernie Sanders. I found that really interesting. They never even mentioned him or this guy, Peter Yang. And Yang, you know. And,
I think it's Andrew Yang.
Huh?
I think it's Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang. I'm sorry. You're right. Andrew Yang. They didn't even mention him. And Yang is somebody that has, he's the guy that got everybody's attention by giving $1,000, $10,000 away.
I think it's $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month for to somebody. He's made his money in. He's a self-made man, made his money in the markets and in tech. But he, they never even mentioned him. The only person, I guess you could say person of color, was him on the stage. Never even mentioned him. And they didn't mention Bernie Sanders. Now, if you talk to Bernie Sanders people, they believe that it is totally, the media is totally against Bernie, that the Democratic Party is going to steal the election away from him like they did last time. When they set up Hillary to win, and Bernie never had a chance. So they're getting riotous. Anyway. This thing about the impeachment. I'm going to say some snide things about the impeachment here. I know it's hard to believe. Nancy Pelosi makes the announcement, I will not forward the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and so I'm satisfied that trial will be fair. Nancy, go back and read the Constitution. you do not make the rules in the Senate. You do not make the rules in the Senate. You make the rules in the House. Was the Senate leaning in there and saying, no, you can't do this? This is the way you have to hold your impeachment proceedings. Did they do that? No. They sat back there and chuckled and laughed and watched the debacle that was going on. But now she says, well, I don't have to send these until McConnell stops talking to the White House. Well, McConnell's not going to stop talking to the White House. This is not a bipartisan affair. Not one Republican and even some Democrats came over to the Republican side to vote against impeachment. That was the only bipartisan part of the whole thing. This was a total partisan impeachment, which James Monroe warned against. When you have a totally partisan impeachment for non-performance in an office or because you don't like the way the president is doing something, You've done away with our democracy. You've now taken away the vote of the people, the vote of the Electoral College. You've taken it away. You've negated it. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to negate an election that they didn't like because their person lost. And since the beginning, they have gone after him. And the first days, they said, we're going to impeach him. Some of the people that voted for impeachment in the House of Representatives were talking about it 3 years ago. So you want to recuse McConnell. Here's this. If you want to recuse everybody that's already got prejudged or you want to, that hasn't said anything and all this or said things, you're going to have a vote in the Senate of 0-0. It's not going to be, 58-42 or, like that. It's not. There's no way even close that it's going to happen anyway. And there's going to be Democrats defecting over again to the Republican Party when they vote to find if he's guilty or innocent. Nancy Pelosi doesn't get to make the rules in the Senate. Unconstitutional. Not that she cares. Not that she cares. Okay. We're going to take a break. Polls. Polls are the strangest things. But the polls, this one poll, says 70% of people say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. And they believe that Christ should be in Christmas. 70% of the people polled. And 90% of all Virginia counties are now gun sanctuaries. It'll be interesting to see what happens from here because the governor has threatened. They backed off about the National Guard. I think they're afraid is that the National Guard may just not obey those orders to go to people's homes to take their weapons. I, I, and I would probably guess that the vast majority of the National Guard, which are stalwart Americans, would have a real problem with going to seize firearms like that. So they backed off from that. Now they're thinking of ways of making people turn in their guns by turning off their electricity, their cell phones, and all this. And counties are forming militias in the counties to help protect their county. This is, you know, the Virginia governor has stepped into it. And I think that he's trying to find ways of extracting himself from a mess he's made. It's going to be interesting to follow. Wouldn't that be something, the East Coast and Virginia? And by the way, as soon as you leave Northern Virginia, the rest of Virginia is a lot different. But then again, we go with the big population in that one area that makes a difference. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with our friend Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. He's going to try and teach me how to keep my car running when it's really cold weather out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's out there. He's on the road this week. He teaches in a number of different areas, but his business stretches out to over 40 counties and cities where they teach concealed carry, advanced pistol, unarmed combat, defense of your home, classes for people that just want to learn about pistols, not carry a pistol, but learn how to shoot and how to shoot safely. All of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. Register online at usgunpro.com and learn more there, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 7:31 in the morning, 45 degrees, and it says 60% chance of rain. I'm looking out right now. It looks like 100% chance of rain. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's Friday, the 20th of December. It's 47 degrees out there. It could be foggy in a couple areas you're at, but it's going to go all the way up to 52 today. Well, so we've got 5 more degrees to go. Looks like rain. Looks like rain tomorrow. Ooh, even maybe some thunderstorms. And then rain Sunday. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment of the show with over 25 years of outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. If your heater may not be working to its fullest potential, it could be that the filters are dirty, maybe your air ducts are dirty, maybe there's just something in there that's not working right. Give them a call. Very professional. The people that work on our systems never had a problem with them. When they show up on time, they're quick, they're professional. I can't say more than that about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221 or 2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. I'm here with Tim Morlock of Advanced Automotive. Another business that it's easy. to talk about, and somebody that I'm bringing my truck to when it needs work. I'm taking it down to, well, Tim's kind of not in there day to day. You take it down to his son Cody and the group down there because your reputation is stellar. You're not going to waste people's money. When every time I hear somebody say, "Oh gosh, this happened," and I just don't, have you taken it down to Advanced Automotive? It's just down the road here.
Yep.
And they're going to give you a fair estimate. They're going to tell you exactly what's wrong or right with it. And, you can make up your mind then.
Yep.
Is that a fair?
That's spot on. Because when it comes to automotive repair in our community, we have hundreds of choices. Yep. But we try to be the shop that's different. Mm-hmm. We work with our community. We work with our customers. And there's always options on repair plans.
Okay, so if somebody comes in and their transmission's having a problem, but they just don't have the I don't know even how much it costs to fix a transmission anymore. I know a clutch for a Nissan truck was $2,300 because my friend had one.
Yes,
that we burn out trying to move a trailer in the mud. That was great, and we didn't realize that it was burning the clutch out till until you could smell it. And
sure,
we thought it was the woods were on fire. So. Yeah. But you can do things to, you work with people.
Yeah. That's so true. Our service advisors, they're very well trained, very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And if someone comes in with a set of problems or a list of concerns, we always break it down, into safety number one, mm-hmm. mechanical reliability and breakdown. Then it kind of a descending list, and we'll work out a plan that's okay. Let's address the pebble in the shoe now. This is what it's going to take to get you down the road and keep you out of harm's way for a while.
Right.
Then budget and plan for this. Because we look at it this way: when someone comes into a repair shop, either on a tow truck or with an unexpected light on the dash or something. we've got two strikes against us right off the bat, and we better not make the third one. You know, number one, it's unbudgeted time for the consumer without their car. And number two, it's an unbudgeted expense. So the next one is we had better make it as easy as we can for the customer to do business and address their problems.
Well, you know, knowing that right up front, they're not just a, you know, somebody drives it because their whole panel's lit up. And this is not good.
Yeah.
And so they've got to drop it off, just like you said. So now they're not going to have their car for a day or two. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But coming in on a tow truck's got to be even worse.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's driving down the road, stops. Yeah. They bring it, and they may not even be from the state.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Then that doesn't make any difference to you. I mean, you want just the same rules.
Yeah.
You're in a bad spot. We're not going to make it worse.
Absolutely. You know, and we have a policy that if it's a family or somebody traveling, you know, from out of the area, because we're a family-run business and that's, you know, you have a soft spot. And if something comes in on the tow truck or unexpectedly and they're stranded, okay, number one, we've got to triage that vehicle within an hour from the time it hits the parking lot. Let's get an answer. Let's get a look at it and get a direction on which way the repairs are going to need to go. Then let's start exercising our options. Do we need to supply them with a rental car? Do we need, you know, is it going to be an overnight repair? Can we get them in a motel? Can we take them somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Service is huge. And that's all money is a byproduct of service. Focus on the service. Don't worry about the money.
You know, the idea that you'll find a motel for them because they bring it in. Hey, look, it's going to be an overnighter because we have to get the stuff in either late today or tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful town. Do you need a rental car? We'll get you to there, or we can just take you to the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. And that happens quite often.
You know, and that right there is really, I mean, you don't leave them there to make their own arrangements, have an Uber driver pick them up or a taxi or anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Personal.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be. Right.
Now, how do I keep my truck starting and running efficiently during extremely cold weather? Not that we have extremely cold weather, but, you know, I go up in the mountains. What do people do to keep their – what should they do to get ready for the winter?
Okay, a couple things. Even if the vehicle is starting fine now and you don't have any real indicators of a weak battery or something – you know, bring it in. Let us do a real quick cursory inspection. Let's make sure the battery terminals are clean and tight. Let's do a real quick check on the battery if we need to. If you have any concerns, you know, voice them to us. We can take a quick look at it. So electrical systems, especially in the changing of the seasons and cold weather, definitely need attention. You know, fortunately, we're not in such a extreme climate area that cooling systems, you know, in the vehicles demand immediate attention. But cooling system service and maintenance, flushing and back flushing of the radiator, chemical treatments of that, inspection of belts and hoses, everything that's going to be strained with the climate, you know, mm-hmm. with the climate change is.
What about tires?
Tires.
During the winter?
Big, absolutely huge. You know, I'm sure people are aware of the old standard. You know, if you look at your tires and you can take a penny and put down in there and it doesn't cover part of Abraham Lincoln's head, you know, the tires blow 230 seconds and they should be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So, but tires, I mean, that's the only, if you look at the footprint or the patch of a tire on the road, you'll be absolutely amazed how little contact each tire has with the road. And there's no margin for error on the safety with your
tires. The faster you go, the less tires on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So absolutely. when you're cranking your motorcycle down the road at about 100 miles an hour, you've got a very thin strip of rubber that's on the road. If you hit something, you know, an immovable object or a turtle.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, turtle or a chipmunk,
a deer.
That never ends good.
Oh no, especially on a motorcycle. Yeah. Okay, hey, I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We're talking about how to keep your car running or truck running during the winter time. Luckily, as Tim pointed out, we're not in an extreme climate here. But if you go up into the mountains, because a lot of people go up, you know, skiing or up, you know, they've got places up in the mountains that they want to, you know, they'd spend Christmas and New Year's at. It's quiet and maybe it's a family place. then it does get extreme. It gets down to zero or a little bit below.
Yep.
And so then you've got to make sure is that that battery on the morning when you get ready to leave just doesn't look at you.
Oh, yeah. Turn the key and the car says, what? You want me to do something?
Would you recommend having one of those portable battery chargers with you? Are those any good?
A small booster pack, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Better than jumper cables.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And when do you plug it in? You plug it into the car lighter?
Or do you
put them on the battery itself?
They have the ones that plug into the lighter. They don't carry much bang. But
yeah.
The ones that you can hook up to the battery are
those are the ones.
Yeah, and the size and the weight of some of these little micro boosters is amazing. I mean, a lady could carry one in her purse.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Way less than the average Glock.
Where can you get those?
Oh my gosh, Napa Auto Parts.
Okay, any place.
AutoZone, yeah. O'Reilly's. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, we're pretending more like we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Is it too late for you to run out and buy yourself a gun and get it for Christmas? The answer is incredibly
never.
Yes. Yes, it is too late.
That's right.
Because you have to wait if it's for yourself. Now, can you get a gift certificate, though, for someone you love and give it to them? Because they're the one you can't give somebody a firearm anymore because of the laws. So, but you can buy a gift certificate and have it under the tree for their gun of choice from Bastiani Arms. They have it all. Long guns, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, they have it all there. Plus all the accessories, all the ammo and training. All of it there at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get discounts. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-8222, but head on down to Bastiani Arms. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Tim Morlock.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry, crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive, across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over last few years, we have been through a lot and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Well, you've got to, when we're talking, I can see you pointing at me. Talking about thugs. There's so many of them. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. Locally owned, locally operated, two branches in town on 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Raley Shopping Center, the old Raley Shopping Center. Cornerstone Community Bank wants to move your dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotives, and we got a phone caller in. Nick, good morning.
Hey, you get me on quick and get rid of me, don't you, Carl?
As soon as I can.
Hey, Tim, I got two questions, one concerning oil changes and one concerning a kill switch. On the oil change, I called you and didn't get an answer about a month or two ago. My Honda Accord, it's a 2012, has about 6,000 miles on the oil change, and when I click the key in to tell me how much life I have left on my oil, it says 60%. Should I change it, or should I wait till it gets down to about 10%?
Okay, there's a algorithm that one of the vehicle's computer uses to calculate estimated oil life, and it's based upon several inputs, one of them being engine load over a period of time, ambient temperature, and, you know, are your drive cycles, are they short, are they freeway?
Actually, both. I've been driving back and forth to Oregon, and I don't really drive it around town much, so I'd say long.
You know, if you're using a good quality oil and a great quality filter, 6,000 miles, you're absolutely right. If you're okay. If you look at some of the oil change intervals on late model vehicles, you'll see them upwards of 10,000 miles. And that's because automotive engineering has come so far, as long as the refinements within the petroleum industry and the synthetics, we can go, you know, extended periods of time without a problem.
Tim, when it says 60%, does that mean you've got 60% of the life left? So
60%.
When would you recommend then changing it when it hits what?
You know, if you're 10% or less.
Okay.
You know, absolutely. But now also remember that's a computer. So a computer can have flaws, mistakes,
right.
And miscalculations. Garbage in is garbage out.
Okay.
So
does that answer your question, Nick?
Pretty much so, yes. And now the other question, I see on Reading Crime 2.0 that Reading is number 6 in the nation as far as cars getting stolen. And until Measure A passes, that's not going to change. So what does it cost to install a kill switch?
That's going to vary hugely based upon year, make, and model. All right, because there's some things that we cannot interrupt for keep-alive memory sakes within the vehicle's processors or the electronic system.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought you could just put a kill switch on it and it won't start.
It's really interesting because there's one company out there that
sold a device, and a lot of used car lots would install it. Mm-hmm. They would sell the device to the car lot for, let's say, $15. Mm-hmm. Car lot advertises, okay, yes, this has this particular piece on there, and that's a $300, you know,
right,
anti-theft device. It's interesting the problems that particular device call would create. One of the first things we do when we get a vehicle that's towed in that is a no crank, no uh-huh. start, we look to see if there's any type of aftermarket interrupt switch on it or interrupt system. And I would say probably 70% of the time that will be the fault.
Wow.
So you're suggesting probably don't do it yourself unless you're a pretty good mechanic.
Oh, absolutely. yeah, absolutely.
You Thank
know,
you.
You can end up costing yourself a lot more than just a stolen vehicle.
Thank you very much. Have a good
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, have a good day, all right?
You know what? Jared, jump on and tell them about your experience with your jump starter there.
Oh, my mom a few years ago gave me a jump starter, like the little portable ones from Costco.
It's less. It's yeah. smaller. It's smaller than a tablet.
I don't know.
Smaller than a tablet.
Yeah. It's really small, and it charges phones. It has a flashlight, and then it also comes with jumper cables. And I was really not sure if it would work, but recently my battery died, and I wanted to jump start it. I didn't have someone else with me. And I used it, and that thing worked like a charm. And I was really surprised.
He showed it to me. It's the size. It's less than the size of a tablet.
Yeah, it's really small.
So,
and I was
cool.
I was pretty impressed.
Okay, well that looks like a Christmas present I'm giving Linda.
Absolutely.
I'm serious about it because
she's not listening, is she?
Well, probably.
Okay.
See, that's the second time in a row I've said something on the air.
Yeah, because we can't let her know. We can't let her know about the new Lexus that's on order and everything.
She loves her Nissan. I just know I have a my 2006 F-150 truck that I love.
The gold standard, right there.
I just love this truck. It's only got 103,000 miles on it. We're going to use it this year in our venture across America. Free Fire Radio across America.
That's going to be a hoot, isn't it?
It really is. You know what? I'd love to, you know, if people wanted to go along, you know, hey, we'll meet you there. Yeah, that's great. And but the thing about it is I feel, because this thing it's never given me any problems.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that if I take care of it, keep it down there with you guys,
yeah.
you know, doing the right things, that this thing is going to go to 200,000.
Very easily. Very easily.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, we know that you're going to be on in the upcoming months.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Advanced Automotive will be here all next year with us.
Oh, for decades
to
come.
For decades to come. And there's so much information out there because people can't work on their cars anymore. It's gone beyond that. And I mean, maybe you can change the oil if you can find, you know, where you put the oil filter in.
Right.
Or the battery.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really wish engineers had to work on what they're designing.
You know, for me, for that truck, I open up the hood. I see the battery.
Good.
I see how to check the oil. I know how to, you know, to change the oil in it. I choose not to because I make a mess usually when I do it. and I have no place to put the oil, and my neighbors really hate it when I dump it in the backyard.
Right.
But as far as people working on their cars anymore, that's gone.
Yep. It really is. It's days gone by. You know, I'm a big proponent for a big reset to happen.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we all are. Now, just quickly in this last minute, the governor just passed, we talked a little bit about it, and he signed something that said now we can use the unmanned cars to deliver things.
Yes, autonomous vehicles. Fleets can run autonomous vehicles for short delivery cycles. Absolutely.
So I guess then if you order a pizza and a car shows up, I don't know, maybe it makes an automatic call or it honks its horn, and you walk outside and
right.
you pick it up.
Right.
You know, I'm wondering how you'd have to pay, I guess, over the phone, but I guess there'll be a time where you just put the card in there, door opens up, pick up your whatever.
Yeah, or pizza oven on wheels.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that. Yeah. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for being with us.
And
you know, please pass on to everybody. Oh, Vance Automotive is looking for somebody that's, you know, to come work for them. So check
yes.
out their Facebook page or give them a call. And this is not a low-paying job.
No, sir.
So thanks a lot again, and tell everybody there Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you so much, and right back to you and your family, the very merriest of holidays and Christmas.
Your beautiful wife just retired from the county, so you all are going to have a little more time.
6 days, I think it was until her official last day, 6 working days.
Super. Yeah. Okay, hey, everybody, we're going to take a break. After the news, Dr. Kara Tennant, and how do you keep your pets happy and healthy during Christmas?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Done more for the evangelical community. It's not even close. Part of a tweet from Mr. Trump this morning responding to criticism from Christianity Today. The magazine calls Mr. Trump's conduct profoundly immoral and says it he should be impeached.
Like it did 21 years ago when Bill Clinton was in office, Christianity Today is raising serious concerns about the president's moral fitness. The editorial says CT can no longer remain silent about Donald Trump's grossly immoral character. It acknowledges that many evangelicals support the president, but asks believers to consider how justification of Mr. Trump influences your witness to your Lord and Savior.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. House Speaker Pelosi refusing to forward articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying that she'll delay sending them until Republican leaders offer more details about how they'll handle the expected trial. The president, confident he'll get a fair shake in the GOP-led Senate. It's something he says he didn't get in the Democrat-controlled House.
What they did is wrong. We think that what they did is unconstitutional, and the Senate is very, very capable. We have great senators, Republican senators.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate was the sixth showdown for the Democratic candidates. Pete Buttigieg coming under fire from Elizabeth Warren for his fundraising practices. Amy Klobuchar challenged his limited governing experience. Consumer spending and incomes both up last month. And there's word this morning the gross domestic product, that's the economy's total output of goods and services, grew at a moderate 2.1% rate in the third quarter. Wall Street pleased with those figures. Stocks are on the rise. Right now, the Dow is up about 101 points. The S&P 500 index currently trading 15 points higher. And the NASDAQ is up 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep-deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of 4 pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep, and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Two volunteer firefighters have died battling wildfires ravaging Australia's most populous state, forcing Prime Minister Morrison to cut short his family holiday. Authorities brace for temperatures to soar in New South Wales over the weekend.
Scott Morrison has been in Hawaii. Back home, the bushfires have raged. So has the criticism of the Prime Minister for leaving the country at a time of crisis. He's been accused of lacking moral leadership. Mr. Morrison's decision to fly home follows the deaths of two volunteer firefighters. They were killed after their fire engine was hit by a falling tree south of Sydney. Mr. Morrison has told the radio station 2GB he's eager to return.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, yet an accidental fire means there'll be no midnight mass there this year. Townhall.com. A Western airport marks a milestone for the number of passengers it handled in a single year.
McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas welcomed what officials called the record 50 millionth passengers of 2019. An Allegiant flight from San Antonio, Texas arrived Thursday to a water cannon salute, and passengers were greeted with gift bags at their arrival gate and a reception at baggage claim. Airport officials said the previous record for passengers in 1 year was set in 2018 at 49.7 million. A final year-end passenger count is due to be released late next month. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The U.S. closely watching North Korea for any signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials refer to as a Christmas surprise. A substantial launch or a test could signal a decision by Pyongyang to end its self-imposed moratorium on nuclear and long-range missile testing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, here on the 20th of December. Five more shopping days there, buddy. Until Christmas.
I know.
You know, you count Christmas Day as a shopping day?
If it's open.
If it's open, it's shopping.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, 7-Elevens. A little cup of, you know, special coffee, a comb, maybe a bottle of ibuprofen, something. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Let's go to Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're having a little stock rally again this morning. The Dow Jones is up 107 points at 28,483. The S&P 500 is positive 15 points at 3,220. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 34 points at 8,921. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Chesapeake Energy down 2 cents and trading at 90 cents. GE off 3 pennies at 11 even. And Bank of America positive 19 cents, trading at 35.15. For local retail stocks of interest, Walmart up 49 cents at $120.57 per share, Costco up 50 cents at $294.25, Target up $1.15 at $129.85. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.94%. And over to commodities, gold is up a dollar at $1,480 per ounce, silver up 15 cents at $17.22, and crude oil down 76 cents, trading at $60 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, obviously this impeachment is just devastating the investment strategies
this
of everybody.
This market keeps on giving, and it's tuning out.
Do you think, why should the market be any different than 90% of America? You know, everybody's tuning out on these things. What's the other one, set a new record the other day.
You mean as an all-time high?
Yeah.
Right now it's 28,482. I'll tell you the all-time high.
Are you trying to think of NASDAQ?
The NASDAQ.
Just the other day. Yeah. And the NASDAQ?
I read that someplace. So
it's just unbelievable. 8,926.
Wow.
So we'll take it. But we know, that every once in a while we have to have a timeout in the stock market. But we can be happy right now.
Let's be happy.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Susan. Thank you so much.
Take it.
You bet. Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 243-7561. It might be a good idea to do. She's done a whole lot for her investors. So if it's the third Friday of the month, it must be Dr. Kara Tennant. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Linda left us alone in the studio.
I know.
So this could be.
So we'll get in trouble.
Well, we'll be giggling and all this. And so, she reaches over and tells us to stop. She wiggles her finger at us. You calm down.
Now it's up to Jared.
I'm all pumped up about the car charger. That's the size of. I mean, he's holding me. It's got to be like 3x5.
I have a picture of it.
And Tim said you can get them now for less than $50. And where Jared said that these cars, that will start your car. He says really he didn't have a lot of confidence in it until he had to use it and it popped the car and started the car right away.
right away. And like I said, it came with a flashlight, and you could charge other stuff with it. So it's like an all-around cool device.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's
You could put it in your purse.
You could put it in your purse. You could put it in your glove compartment. Mm. And just make, you know, with us, though, you have to make sure it's charged to be able to start your car. So if it stays in there a long time, you may want to make sure that it's got a charge in it. But, yeah, that to me seems like a great present for somebody that you care for. So they don't get stuck out there on the road or something like that.
Because you can do it yourself. If you have the jumper cables, you need somebody else.
That's true.
To jump you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. How many times have I see people in a parking lot and their hood's up and I wander over there and said, battery? Yeah. I said, I got battery cables. And I'll back my truck in there or put my truck up trying to get them to fit. Hopefully they don't, reverse the polarity and blow out my battery. I don't know if you can do that. I should have asked him. But to help people like that. But with this, you just walk out over, put it on their battery, start their car. Unplug it, go back and plug yours into the cigarette lighter and recharge it while you're driving. Wow. It has nothing to do with the pets or animals, but it's nice to know.
No, but it's important.
No, I mean, for you, Dr. Tennant is you go up in the mountains and run and take your dogs with you. And when you come back from the run, you don't especially want to see your car not start because the battery left the lights on or something.
And it happens. And I don't know anything about cars, so I just, I call. And hopefully I have service.
Yeah, where you go, there's no service. The next five mile run is Dr. Tennant and her dogs running down the road with their cell phone in the air, looking, going, hello, hello, can you hear me now?
I know.
Your new commercial for Verizon.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah. Dr. Kara Tennant runs with her dogs, and she's out in the middle of nowhere. And now she's going, can you hear me? Verizon. Okay, enough of that. How do we keep our loved ones, the pets, healthy during Christmas? Because there's so much going on. You warned us about Thanksgiving.
There's so much. I know. Thanksgiving's very similar because you still, you have the kind of the same thing. A lot of family over, a lot of food, you have decorations. Christmas time we tend to have kind of different decorations, so you definitely don't want to have the Christmas tree or your pets around your Christmas tree unattended. You probably want to have it somehow secured to the wall. You don't want to have tinsel because cats will eat that. And they get obstructed. And the last thing you want.
Do people still put tinsel on their trees?
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
Yeah, I just was wondering because you're right, because I've seen cats eat that. And it's coming out of their butt and everything. So.
I know. And when it gets when they get obstructed or they have an intestinal blockage, then you have surgery around Christmas time.
Well, there goes the presents for all the kids.
I know, because it's, a couple $1,000s. Nobody wants to do that. But you want to keep all the people food away. You don't want them to have access to treats and
chocolate
and grapes and sugar-free gum. We've talked about the xylitol before.
You know what? I forget to mention that to people. The grapes, the onions, the almonds, and of course chocolate. But I forget to mention the gum. That'll hurt them too.
Oh yeah, I was reading every week. I get an email from the AVMA, which is the American Veterinary Medical Association, and they give highlights of what's happening during the week. And I can't remember if it was Alabama. It was in the South. And the most common cause of liver failure in dogs is ingestion of sugar-free gum. It's a xylitol toxicity.
They probably just go into really good restaurants and they just eat the gum off the bottom of the table.
Well, I guess
you could. Alabama. Okay, I'm sorry. That was an Alabama joke.
I didn't even think about that. I'm blonde, so it takes me a little bit of time to get it.
You're not stupid. It's a little slow. Just slow. Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. That's the line I use for me. I'm not stupid. I'm just slow. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here and get this under control again. But watch for sugarless gum because people say, well, a lot of gum sold in the United States. And if a dog gets it, it can cause liver failure.
And it doesn't have to be very much. It could be a couple pieces.
Really? So if they're chewing down a pack of gum. What do? Get them right to the vet and get their stomach pumped, I imagine. Or you give them a shot, don't you, or something to make them throw up?
I do give them a shot.
Yeah.
I give them a shot and they vomit within a minute.
Within a minute.
That was amazing. And it's safe. It's safe for the nitrogen peroxide.
Well, Jared, has, he said when he takes 12 shots of Jack, he vomits within a minute.
Ooh, that'll do it.
So that'll do it, too. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show. He just puts his head down. He knows it's coming. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst was just on this week, and what a great guy he is. You know, his whole thing is he's been doing this a long time, and he is a true professional when it comes to repairing windshields. And now during this time of the year when it's cold at night, you've got a little chip in there. If you get water in that chip, it'll expand. When it expands, it could crack your windshield. Or when you turn on the defroster to be able to see, it heats up the windshield quickly, and automatically it's just going to crack if that chip's bad enough. He can fix these chips so you can't see them. He guarantees them for life. He can fix cracks in your windshield over 2.5 feet in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield toward the bottom of the windshield, 11 years ago. Can't see it still. Hasn't ever gotten any bigger. He guarantees his stuff for life. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleaning. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%.
This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Next year we'll say we're celebrating 11 years on the air. No, I think we'll hold off till it's like 15 years on the air, then 20. 150 years on the air. Dr. Carrick Tennant and his little pruny thing out here, Carlbot. 605-4567 is our phone number. And give us a call if you've got questions about your animals. The good doctor cannot get specific, but she can give you general advice on it. 8:20 in the morning, 47 degrees. It's going to be raining today and tomorrow. And Sunday, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. Look, Four Winds Jewelry, you're not going to find a better place in town to buy jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. Other jewelry stores bring their watches in there to get repaired and all those things. And it's estate jewelry. It's everything. They've got a big sale going on. Go down there, see Leonard or Rebecca, and you're going to find the right piece of jewelry for your loved one. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. But they don't open on Christmas Day. So get it now. And you might think about getting two. Because, guys, we always forget something. And when we're reminded of it, you can say, I didn't forget. You go to your gun safe, open it up. Here it is. I was just going to give it to you later. It works.
It's pretty smart.
It's pretty smart, yeah. Really. Okay. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Carrick Tennant. We talked about you've got to be watching out for Christmas. All the food, all the ornaments, everything that, you know, I saw a photo of a cat yesterday looking at the tree, and I said, you know, this cat's seen this tree. It's 10 years old. It sees it every year, and still it's like, ooh, what's that? Climbs into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you can't leave any baubles down because, you know, this is something to knock off the tree. Elk killer goes over there and just looks at the tree and figures out some way of, you know, laying underneath the tree, but it's not like indestructive, but, you know, just gets there.
Yeah. Between the cats and the dogs.
Yeah.
It's tough to keep a tree.
And then when you've got your pet house horse, that I'm sure that that's. These miniature horses are really making a big splash in the service animal industry. Am I imagining that or am I just seeing that a lot?
No. Yes, there are a lot of unusual animals that you wouldn't typically think of service animals that are used as service animals.
My favorite was the guy trying to take the peacock.
The peacock!
Onto the plane. My service peacock!
Isn't it not a service animal, but an emotionally, or emotional?
It's an emotional support.
Emotional
right,
support.
A service animal actually has to
perform some kind of service, right?
To perform a service for you.
That's right. I'm bringing my peacock, and they didn't let him fly, I don't think. God, I hope not. So, anyway, okay. we talked about, you know, keeping your animals safe like that. Mm-hmm. And then you wanted to talk about the
household cleaners. Right.
You think about it with kids, mm-hmm. but with animals, you don't really think of that.
Yeah, and I get these questions all the time because we're, you know, especially around the holidays, we're cleaning the house, we're cleaning the carpets, the counters, you know, doing all this stuff. And there are things that we think are toxic, which aren't, and things that we think are definitely safe, which aren't. So one of the things everyone might be surprised is bleach is actually pretty safe as long as you dilute it. So bleach is very similar to the way we tolerate it. We can have very dilute bleach and it not be toxic. Same with animals. We don't do a lot of cleaning with bleach. I mean, maybe in the kitchens you do, but you can be comfortable using bleach to clean.
Do not let bleach get around Linda. She will use bleach. She'll get down on her hands and knees, you know, to do grout.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just learned that if you use bleach on grout, it starts to disintegrate it. So she goes, oh, okay, I won't do that anymore.
It certainly can. It disintegrates lots of things. Clothing,
yeah.
Too. You know, it can be pretty tough. But if you dilute it a lot.
You know what happens when you put a blue down vest into a washing machine to clean it, and bleach gets in there.
Is it pink?
No, it comes out as kind of a tie-dye.
Oh.
Mine did. I just asked, how did the bleach get in there? And Linda said, gosh, I don't know. You know, maybe it was left over. Anyway, okay. So any of those types of cleansers the dogs get into them, mm-hmm. or if you put them on the floor even and things that they mm-hmm. get into it and lick it, they could make them sick. So mm-hmm. and you're wondering, why is your dog sick like
right.
that?
Right. Same with carpet cleaners. Because a lot of people are cleaning their carpets. And most of them are actually pretty safe. You have to be a little careful with cats because they clean themselves, mm-hmm. So they might have an upset stomach. But in general, most carpet cleaners tend to be pretty safe. Same with the powders, as long as you vacuum those up.
Yeah, Rick Russell from Russell Cleaning was on the show the other day talking mm-hmm. about it. And he's got non-toxic stuff that he uses, environmentally safe stuff.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Next time I see him, I'll ask him if that's, I didn't ask him about dogs and cats, mm-hmm. but I'm sure that if it's non-toxic and it's organic type stuff, that it probably wouldn't bother them. But,
probably not.
But you can't tell.
I know, and animals are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So dryer sheets, pretty toxic.
Wow.
Yeah. Vomiting, diarrhea. These guys become really, really sick. But the used ones really are not toxic because all the stuff is gone.
Now it's on your clothes.
And then it's more of a foreign body. So, it gets stuck in the stomach and then they need surgery for that. So in general, don't let your pets have any access to dryer sheets.
And these taste good to the pets?
They do like them.
It's amazing what tastes good to them. That when you see them eating stuff, I'm not even going to get into the cat poop, but there's stuff around the house that you wonder why, that can't taste good. And she's walking around the house with it in her mouth, and I'm like, that can't taste good. And, can you, if a dog does continuous actions, can you train it not to do them? Without spanking them.
What kind of continuous actions?
She gets, last night, Elk Killer got hungry, I guess, even though she'd eaten dinner and had her little snacks. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, she gets me up. I think she has to go to the bathroom. Linda says, I've already had her out twice, which is strange because I had her out like 11:30. Okay. And I walk down, open up the door. She walks past me into the kitchen for her little snack. So closed the door, went back. She said, that's not going to work. Went back, got into bed. A little while later, she's up there whining, and maybe she has to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Walked. 3 times the dog did that to me. On the 3rd time that I didn't give her anything, I just came back, and she stopped. But once they get into a routine like this, she
it's
stopped
tough.
Last night, but... Yeah, you're right.
If
you cave,
then she's trained you.
Yeah.
And so
I was really easy to train.
And then she'll continue to do it. So at some point, she's whined, she's gotten up, and she's been given a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's thinking, okay, hey, if I do this, and then I'm going to get a treat.
She's missing the point about going outside and going to the bathroom, though. She just skips that point to the treat point.
She cares more about the treat.
Yes. Okay, so you just don't cave.
You don't cave. But it's really tough.
It's tough because I can't tell if she wants to go to the bathroom.
Well, and then you can't sleep. And so especially if she's around your bed and there's no way to lock her up.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are really bad about this because, dogs too. Because they bark, they whine. And then, yes, it's easy to cave. So it's easy for them to train us to do things.
Your dogs train you?
My dogs don't, but my cats do. They're up at 4 every day, a.m.
For what?
Food.
Oh.
Because a few days a week, I wake up at 4 to work out
mm-hmm.
before work. And on the days that I sleep in, till 6, they're up at 4. They're up at 4 on the weekends. They're jumping on the bed. They're banging on. You can't lock them out because they're banging on the door. So then you keep the door open. And then they're like hitting the blinds. They're monsters.
The dogs don't do that.
No, the dogs sleep. They sleep. They're wonderful.
They mumble to each other, those damn cats.
They would sleep till 10.
Well, how long? Okay, what's the average of dogs sleeping a day? About.
Dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably at least 12 hours. I mean, they sleep a lot.
Yeah, and then a lot of times
cats
they're laying
like
down.
18, 20 hours.
Yeah, cats sleep all the time. But a dog will lay there. Doesn't necessarily mean it's asleep. It's just laying there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to take a
safe.
Break. Your cats. The cats are terrorized. Who's in your house?
They're little monsters.
Hey, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to Home Helpers because Sharon Clark and her people are such great people. People call Home Helpers when they need assistance with their family. Something's happened. Maybe an operation. They can't. You know, you can't get around as well, and you live by yourself. That you need somebody to come in and help out. Or maybe it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a loved one. Well, Sharon Clark comes to your home. She gives you a complimentary in-home consultation. She'll come up with a plan that works for you and your family. She's got a special spot in her heart, this huge heart she has over veterans. And she knows the benefits veterans rate. And if they don't have those benefits and she finds out about that, she immediately tells, of course, with their, you know, with the people's permission, to Celestina Traver down to Shasta County Veterans Service Office so they can start helping people. This is just one of the many things that Sharon Clark does. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, 8:30 in the morning, 47 degrees. Going to be raining today, tomorrow, Sunday. We'll be right back.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too.
Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. So I want to shout out a mighty Merry Christmas to them, too. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital up on Hilltop. And we're talking about how to keep your pets happy and healthy during the season here. Are you seeing more, because now it's raining and it's cold, mm-hmm. Are you seeing more little sickness things there?
I do. Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of diarrhea, pancreatitis, and vomiting. And so all the GI, the gastrointestinal.
Is it from what they're eating, or is it just like a little something that's going around?
It's either from what they're eating because they're getting into stuff because it's the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
Or it's because, I mean, I think it's because it's damp outside, and so they have, things are more mobile, you know, we've got running water down the street and they're drinking that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. That's bad? They're dogs.
It can be.
You know,
but that being said, I can't keep my dogs from doing that either.
Your dogs are out there drinking water out of streams that bears poop in.
Right. And of course, I don't want them to, right, because of leptospirosis. We've talked about that, one of my favorite bacterial diseases. But it's really tough to keep your dog from doing that, right, because they're running mm-hmm. around. Especially because I usually go off the leash. I'm either riding my bike or I'm running, and mm-hmm. they're off the leash. Well, the lab is. The hound is never off the leash because she'll never come back.
We have a lot of the lava rock in our backyard, and one of it has like a little natural bowl in it. And when it rains, it fills up with water. And even though Elk Killer's got bowls of water around the house, when she goes outside, she makes a beeline to this thing and drinks the water.
She loves the flavor.
It must be it.
Nice fresh water.
Oh, is it because it's fresh water and not lava rock?
And lava rock and whatever's in there, else is in there.
Whatever else is
all
in
there. All the wee beasties.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother her, though.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't have diarrhea.
No. Well.
Or vomiting.
Nah. She's pretty
consistently.
Hardy.
You know, one-off's okay.
Now and then. Yeah, now and then. It's like, okay, we go into the we go into the big wash sink, and she just sits there as I'm washing her off. You said the leprosy of what?
Oh, leptospirosis.
And that's from drinking water in supposedly fresh streams.
It is. I mean, usually it's standing water. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much any body of water that you're going to have a mammal urinate in, because
uh-huh.
The bacteria is transmitted through the urine of mainly wildlife, raccoons, deer, mm-hmm. bear, you know, whatever, skunks, uh-huh. whatever we have. And it causes liver and kidney failure.
It seems like, can you get it in fresh running? I mean, like water in streams running?
You can get it anywhere, but it's.
And
I think
people
it's
can get
more
that too, right?
People can, yeah.
Well, how much do you have to ingest to have this? I mean, is it just
you don't
a little?
Even it's just a little, and you don't even have to ingest it because it's through mucous membrane. So if you submerge your head under the water, you can get it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow! I didn't realize that.
So eyes, nose, mouth, vulva, anus.
Okay.
I know, all sorts of access points for this bacteria.
So you probably don't want to lay naked in a stream, is what you're saying, out there in the hinterlands. Even though you think,
well, the stream is probably
just been around a long time. I mean, forever.
We get better at diagnosing things. So this has been around for a long time. When I was in vet school, my professor had leptospirosis when he was a kid because he grew up on a farm
mm-hmm.
with cattle, and he would swim in the pond, and he got leptospirosis. It is treatable if you can catch it early.
Do you get it every time? I mean, not every stream is infected with it. So,
because
nope. I've drank out of streams before. I remember when I was younger and doing a lot of stuff out in the woods.
Just carry those little life straw.
Boy, is that a great invention?
Oh yeah, I always have one.
Yeah,
you never know.
We're talking about a life straw. It's a little blue thing. It's at least mine is. Mm-hmm. And you can literally you put it into the water and then you drink it like you would a straw, and it cleans out all of 99.9% mm-hmm. of all of these things. So you don't have to worry about boiling water and all this.
Right. Especially okay. if you're out there, you run out of water, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You need a life straw. Because if you're gonna drink the water, you have, I mean, access to so many different bacteria that will kill you if you're in the wild. So, you know, E. coli, Salmonella, Campylobacter, Leptospirosis, Giardia, you know, all these fun things that can make you really, really sick.
Wow.
So here's an ad for the life straw.
How did they settle the West? I mean, really, because...
Well, they didn't live very long, right? I mean, if you were 40, you were old.
Yeah, a lot of these old mountain men that went up there, I mean, they ate and drank all types right. of stuff. They were mainly on a meat diet, maybe some bread, yeah. and then drinking water out of these streams.
I have no idea.
Wow. So, okay, moving past that. Okay, we talk about dogs and cats all the time. Mm-hmm. Are there other animals that you have to kind of watch out, you know, for during, I mean, dogs and cats are just kind of like, they're there.
Yeah.
But people have other pets.
Right. So any of the exotic pets, and of course you worry about the reptiles with salmonella. And that's what you hear. You hear about salmonella mainly with turtles. That's why in the U.S. you can't sell a turtle that's smaller than, I think it's 2 inches, because kids will put it in their mouths. And so you have to have bigger turtles. But any reptile has the potential to spread salmonella. And not everybody has it. Not everybody's exposed to it. But you just, I mean, it goes with any pet. You just need to wash your hands before you eat anything or touch your face.
You know what? I remember when I was a kid, you could buy those little turtles. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, would have a little turtle mm-hmm. aquarium. But, yeah, you're right. You don't see those for sale anymore.
When I was in Grenada, they sold them. And I said, oh, my goodness, I've never seen.
Well, in Grenada, they probably ate them.
Well, they did.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And I'd never seen them before, because in the U.S. they don't sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why.
Turtles. I saw, I don't know, I was just flipping through a channel the other day, and I saw this, you know, a guy, he had a pet turtle. And he was, I mean, what is the fascination with turtles?
I don't know. I mean, I love turtles. They are so cute. And, I mean, they don't do very much, but they're very slow, and they do have personalities, but you have to be careful. It's just like having a fancy bird. These guys live for a really, really long time,
mm-hmm.
So you have to...
Do you ever see turtles in your practice?
I don't. When I used to live in Virginia, they would bring turtles in, because there were a lot of wild turtles that would come in with cracked shells.
What do you do with a cracked shell? Do you kind of like put like a mortar on it or something?
You can kind of glue it together. But it depends on how bad it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to euthanize them. But a lot of times you can save them.
Use a what? Oh, sometimes you have to euthanize them. But a lot of times you could save them, mm-hmm. though, just mm-hmm. by fixing mm-hmm. the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. I just don't think much about turtles, you know, that people have them for pets, because it seems like,
right.
I mean, it's not like a lot of excitement.
Do
we have, like, weird turtle tricks or some things that they can do?
No, but if you ever watch a video of them eating, oh, it's the cutest thing.
My dad gave me a larger turtle when I was a kid. And this turtle would find, it just disappeared one day. Just disappeared. And we're trying to figure out how it got out of the yard. Who knows? Maybe it just burrowed out. Maybe it was just we never could find it, because it was just in a nice place and found a place, and we never did. But, you know, we had it for a year,
yeah.
and it just disappeared. So do they? I guess they could burrow out if they wanted to go someplace.
I guess they could.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or tortoise.
A tortoise. Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and finish up with Dr. Kara Tennant here. It's Christmas time. There's so much stuff around the house. The dogs and your cats get into it. Probably not turtles. But the dogs and the cats will get into it, and it can cause a great deal of sickness. And then you end up having to have having their stomachs pumped, or the equivalent of it. Or it could be as bad as having surgery to remove blockages because they got a hold of something. And chocolate, for some dogs, I guess, is it the dark chocolate?
Yes, it depends on how dark it is. The darker, the worse.
The worse.
Milk chocolate they have to eat a lot of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But the dark chocolate, a little piece,
oh, yeah.
especially if it's a smaller dog. Mm-hmm. And what's the end result of that?
of chocolate.
Yeah.
Vomiting, diarrhea, end-stage coma, seizures, death, heart, arrhythmias.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And a hearty Merry Christmas to Judy Maxwell and all of her little elves down there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. A complete financial officer to help you with your investments. You heard Susan Eastman today talking about how huge the market is and everything's going. Are your investments giving you the type of return that they should be? Well, Maxwell Insurance and Financial will make sure of that. Also, the insurance for your home, she's been a veritable wizard in finding insurance for people that have had their insurance, fire insurance, canceled because you live in a certain section and a circle that the insurance companies say we're not going to insure you anymore. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, stop by or give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back, 8:45 in the morning, 47 degrees. It's going to be raining. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over last few years, we have been through a lot and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The last Friday before Christmas. It's going to be a, Christmas season. We'll talk more about it next Tuesday on the 24th, but it's Christmas season, and there's so much animosity and rancor out there. It's good to talk to Dr. Tenet. And, you know, people go, we've got all these things you should be talking about. No, because it'll drive me crazy. I'll burn out and, like, 4 days. So I bring in, you know, people like Dr. Tennant and, you know, the kids from the Club Cougar in here playing their saxophones the other day. And, you know, we are a diverse community here. And for me, I guess maybe a Friday should be kind of a day that's kind of like, yeah, okay, that's, you know, kind of starts it off better. And that's why, you know, you're coming in here talking about how to keep your pets happy and healthy during Christmas. And a lot of times, there's things that are left that, you know, people put things on tables. Because you have people coming over, and it just happens to be at that right height,
right,
that they can get into.
Or it's just the counter, and you have a counter surfer.
A counter surfer.
Or cats that are monsters.
Cats will do that, right?
Of course. The other night, I was awakened by my cats that got into the garbage can to get out cans of food that I had fed my old man. So they were eating paper towels, they were eating cans, and they're just monsters. But dogs do that too. So also with the garbage cans, your pets can knock them over.
Well, it'd be a little difficult for elk killer, but because we do have ones in the kitchen. Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're getting ready to take it out, and mm-hmm. then there she is, or right. She gets into the dishwasher when you're putting the dirty dishes, and it's out there like that. I can always count on her to be over there just sniffing and maybe tasting.
She's helping out.
She's helping out. She's cleaning that part of the plate for you. When you take your animals out for walks during the winter, I know you take yours out for runs, and they're physical studs. But people taking their dogs out, like say to the Bitten Dog Park or other places, do they need to be? Is there anything you should be looking out there? I mean, if they're indoor dogs, do they? Every one of them has a little sweater on. I see at the park. Every one of them.
That's adorable.
It is adorable.
I do like a dog in a sweater.
Okay. So a dog in a sweater is a good idea.
They just have to tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most dogs don't need sweaters. We just think they look cute in them. When you go to the dog park, though, you have to be careful. I mean, make sure your pets are vaccinated. There are a lot of unvaccinated dogs that go there. You want your dogs to be friendly. If your dog is not friendly or doesn't like other dogs, don't take your dog there. I can't tell you how many dog fights I see from the dog park. And it's expensive, you know, to treat a dog fight.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, until they get into it. Susan Eastman just came in and dropped off something for us. Oh, she's so sweet. Yeah, you know, and the thing about when your dogs are out there, when you talk about socialization, when you take them out to the dog park and for the first time, is there anything you should be doing and watching for them? Because a lot of people are going to get puppies
mm-hmm.
now during this time of the year, and they shouldn't ever take them to the park until
nope.
they've been vaccinated.
Exactly.
Like 4 months at least.
Exactly. So, and you want to talk to your vet about that and ask them, when can you take your puppy out mm-hmm. and be exposed to other animals? Because here, of course, in Shasta County, we see so many cases of parvo. And even, I mean, especially now because it's wet, and so you've got everything running down the, you know, running down the street, and you have
a lot of people don't clean up after their dogs.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you definitely need to make sure your pet is current, because you don't want your pet to get sick. And you also want your pet to be current on the rabies vaccine, because that's something that if it lapses and your dog bites someone.
Oh, if they bite someone.
Or another dog,
mm-hmm.
then your dog can be in trouble.
Do you have to quarantine your dog?
You do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the other thing, is rabies a problem around Shasta County?
So luckily we don't see a whole lot of rabies here, but rabies is so important because you don't survive from it. You know, I think there are two survivors ever, human survivors from rabies. Animals don't survive. They die. But it's a preventable disease.
Uh-huh.
You know, if your pets are vaccinated, you're good to go. And that's why the county gets feisty about it, because it kills people. And also, if your pet is bitten by, say, a skunk or a raccoon or some sort of wildlife, and your pet is not current on the rabies vaccine, they have to be in quarantine for 6 months. 6 months. And in that time, if your dog or cat or whoever was bitten, develops any sort of neurologic sign, like say he has a random seizure, the pet needs to be euthanized. There's no way to test for rabies. You have to
check the brain.
Brain tissue, right.
That's hard to do when
they're
alive. Your turtle. Can turtles get rabies?
Nope, it's just mammals.
You know, I heard opossums can't get rabies.
Opossums get rabies, but they usually die before they have a chance to give it to anyone. So they do get rabies. They're one of the maybe more common carriers, but they just die.
That's, you know, I thought, but we had somebody bring in the possum, I think from Turtle Bay, mm-hmm. and they said, I think that's what she said, that they can't get rabies. So maybe she was.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, I doubt that. No. You know, that's the other thing, too. When you come in, you told me that. It's people come in and you say, this is what's wrong with your animal, and they argue with you. Is that crazy with you? What do you do when somebody says, no, that's not it? What do you say
there's
then?
There's nothing I can do.
Do you say, well, of the thousands of dogs I've seen and the ones that exhibit the exact same symptoms have this?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be frustrating because they want me to fix their pet, and at the same time, my hands are tied because they don't believe what I'm saying, so their pet's not going to get better, right? Like, if they say, my pet absolutely does not have fleas, and I look at that pet and say, there is a typical pattern, skin pattern, on your dog or cat that is a flea allergy. There is nothing else that causes this. It is a flea allergy. Your pet has fleas. And they say, absolutely not.
And then when they say, I'd like to have a second opinion, you say, okay, you're stupid.
No.
No, you don't do that. Okay.
No, they're entitled. They're entitled. Absolutely. I mean,
it's their dog.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I guess they, you know what, they do this with doctors, I guess, too.
Yeah.
And doctors tell me the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm giving them, you know, all my experience, things I've seen 1,000 times, and they tell me, no, that's not it.
Right.
You know, I went on to MD on the web.
Or Dr. Google.
Yeah, Dr. Google.
Right.
And this is what it is.
I don't get offended all the time. I don't get offended. I mean, they're there for my opinion, and if they don't like my, you know, my professional opinion, that's fine.
And 12 years of school, 12 years of practice, or 13 or 15. No, if you don't want to believe me, that's, you know what, I, fine.
That's fine.
Take your dog home, feed it a little chicken broth, I'm sure it'll be better.
I think when I was younger, I definitely would be, my feelings would be hurt, you know, that they didn't listen to me or they didn't believe me. And now, you know, that's fine. They can do whatever.
Are y'all going to be open? What are your days?
We'll be open on Christmas Eve from 7:30 to noon. And mm-hmm. we'll be open on New Year's Eve from 7:30 to noon. But we'll be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but
okay.
We'll be open the days after.
The days after. Mm-hmm. Okay. We still having problems getting veterinarians up
we
here.
Are.
Still
a
big problem.
Still a big problem.
Do you take, you have to start like when they're in their, you know, second year of vet school?
Pretty much.
And start grabbing them there?
And that's what I do. Yeah. So I grab as many vet students as I can to get up here and do an externship. And just hang out for, 4 to 6 weeks. And I start them. I try to get them in their second year.
Is that working? I mean, you think that works?
Well, the one I just heard from yesterday, and she said that she's decided that she's going into large animal. So that's a bummer because she was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one maybe. She's in her fourth year, and she came for her externship last year. So I'm hoping she'll come up here.
You know, if you like this kind of atmosphere up here, mm-hmm. and gosh, the outdoors and everything, and the I can't, that's to me, but seems to be a would be a uh, a plus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the same thing, though, for medical, you know, for not just veterinary doctors, but for medical doctors, mm-hmm. having the same problem, having them, you know, to attract them
yeah.
up here, because, you know, they can go other places that's got a lot more stuff going on and maybe probably pays them more. So, anyway, hey, thank you so much for being with us here right before Christmas, and we want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And
thanks for having me.
Tell everybody where you're located at again.
Oh, we're up on 20 Hilltop Drive. Just behind Bartels and the car wash.
Yeah, you're right there. And I think there's a couple of stores on either side of you there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks for what you do for animals around you, because I know that you do it because of your love for what you do.
Of course.
how
you're making me blush.
That's true. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. There's so many things going on out there. And we'll be back Monday. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.